You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. I am always so grateful and so thankful to come to these airwaves, but I am grateful because my messaging and my intention has not wavered. And to have a medium of expression in terrestrial radio and now online presence and whatnot is a great blessing. But I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, our salvation, and to call us to point and center, to realize that no one else has your best interest at heart, particularly if you don't, that we are in a system where the institutions that have taken time to give us an understanding as to what success in life is did not take the time to get real clear about what purpose in existence actually is. And so our coming to a point in place where it really matters to us to realize what is necessary for our now moment of eternity, to be in that space and place within the very center of our being where we care to walk the face of this earth in the integrity of the awesomeness and the dynamic and the Creator's expression as our lives, because there isn't anything or anybody that can give you anything greater than who and what you already are, but naked. There aren't any institutions that have properly prepared us for having an inner understanding as to what success in life actually is. And so I'm grateful to WRFG for allowing voices like mine and voices like yours to come forward, because it is necessary for the people, not the governments, but the people, to come to a point in place where we realize where the governments have not been honoring the duty, obligation, and responsibility to support the populace in doing that which is going to ensure their longevity, ensure their self-actualization, their self-realization, and have put things in place to undermine the populace itself, particularly the children. Then the people have the responsibility to raise completely up and bypass the governments of men to understand how to get into the government of the whole, the government of the cosmic, the order of the eternal, and to be in a place and space where your lives are truly reflective of how you love this absolute and supreme intelligence with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, to come to point and place and center where it matters to you how you walk as a man, the progenitor of lineages, how you walk as a woman, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that everyone is either man, woman, or some combination of it. But as intelligences of existence, there has been no purpose that is other than exalting life itself and the perpetuation of life itself. So to have corporate entities and corporate deities of death that are multi-trillion dollar business exist is because we, the people, you, the people, are not committed to your lives. And coming to a point where you are fully committed to living, just because you've been given life doesn't mean that you're committed to life. Just because you have life does not mean that you have made commitments to life. Just because you have breath and heartbeat does not mean that you have made commitments to that which beats your heart and breathes you. If we had really understood the necessity of being committed to that which has already proven itself to us, then there could be no corporate deities of death. There would be no Coca-Cola, Burger King, and Chuck E. Chicken, and all of this garbage selling you the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, behavior-modifying substances disguised in the Doritos and the Takis and all of the Skittles and the things that are being marketed to children. Understand that there is no independence from the the corporate deities of death. They might have been celebrating some independence from England or independence from Britain, but you did not create independence from a world-conquering rampage that was intended to marginalize, anesthetize, inebriate, intoxicate, and put people in a place where we are unable to respond correctly and directly to being warred against. So the 4th of July is nothing but a lie because there is no independence. And for all of those who feel as though it's something to be celebrated in the feeding off the carcasses of dead animals, and understand that is not God. The celebration of your life cannot be at the carcasses of dead animals. The celebration of your life cannot really be done feeding off the carcasses of dead animals or alcoholic beverages or all the things that undermine us to put us in a place where you have been and are being herded like cash cows in a system of multi-trillion dollar industry in sickness, illness, disease, and death that is predicated on inebriation, intoxication, and all of this garbage. I am saying to you that we are in crisis. We are in a global state of emergency that requires that we respond individually and collectively with a sense of urgency. Now, what we see is the church is all in it. You understand? You have more people who are sick in the churches on a Sunday than in the hospitals. And so we can praise Jesus. We can praise the Lord. We can read the scripts and whatnot. But when you sit down at the end of the day on the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the potato salad and all of this stuff that is creating so much blockage and obstruction in your perfectly and divinely designed body, which is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God, then understand that we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled. Hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that all you have to do is call upon the Lord and call upon Jesus and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then you have no responsibility for clearing, cleansing, purifying, now that the violation is charged upon your blood. See, people are not really telling you the fullness of what needs to be had for you to take the inspiration and run with it. We're having to really come to a point where you realize that going out to the parks and going to all these places and being able to share in these toxic meals and whatnot, you are in a sea of sickness. So there's been no progression. No matter how much education we have, no matter how much access to money we have, no matter how much gold and silver and crypto and all of these things that we have, the bottom line is that you will never have a wealth greater than life itself. You will never have a better opportunity than the now moment to do that which is truly in your best interest, that will allow you to exalt a full effort in your living. Now, as a result of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of adulteration, violation, inebriation, intoxication, overeating, blockage, obstruction, constipation, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and whatever, I'm just saying is that a country that undermines its own populace, feeds you death, poisons your children, miseducates you, religiously indoctrinates you, and puts you in a place and space where you are numbed and dumbed and complicit and complacent with your own cellular oppression, then know that that system is a dead system. We have no duty, obligation, and responsibility unto death. You have duty and responsibility unto that which is the source of all being, the source of all life, that which is beating our hearts and breathing us. I'm just saying that in this now moment, you know, we talk about being vegan and being vegetarian. Oh, I let go of this and I let go of that and I lost a little weight, but you didn't lose the poison. You understand, you did not come into a greater clarity of articulation of absolute love, absolute law, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. You didn't learn how to forgive. You didn't learn how to turn that two-faced energy that you have into a single effort in loving and honoring and respecting and being able to be trusted. We are having to come to a point where we realize what wholeness looks like. It's not about the Holy Spirit. It's about the spirit of your wholeness, so that your spirit, your mind, your body, your emotions, your finances, everything is working towards greater good. You're not spending money, killing yourself, You're not buying the wacky weed. You're not buying all of the vaping materials. You understand? So for us to see that the city licenses these places that are selling you nothing that is supportive of your life, then understand that it is a system of oppression. There should be no businesses that are not committed to the exaltation of life. But we've got the cigarette industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, the Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Creation. You understand, the WHO and all of these ones and And I'm just saying is that these are people who get up in the morning, put on their pants and their pantyhose and pumps, and then have no clue as to what the purpose in existence actually is, and work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. Work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. Work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. Work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. Work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. Work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. That is not serving life. There is no prosperity in it. And for all of the time and the energy that people put into working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, you're actually creating a tragic date with fate, because there is absolute law that governs life. They don't want you to know the laws that govern life. They want you to feel as though you have the right to be lawless because your nature is sinful. You have the right to be in a place and space where you do whatever the hell you want to do because you're just a spirit having a human experience. And to be human is to be fallible. To be human is to be corruptible. To be human is to be fallible. Fallible, fallible, incorrect. And I'm saying, in truth, to be human is to be divine. To be is divinity in expression. Being in and of itself is the activity of existence, and no man has created you. No man has given you purpose in being. Your purpose in being is to exalt a full effort in your living to self-realize, self-actualize, become harmonized with the will of existence in the continuation, the perpetuation, the exaltation, and the progression of our lineages. We don't mind doing the things to bring babies forward. We don't mind doing the things that bring babies forward. We don't mind doing the things that bring babies forward. But for abortion to become the number one killer of us as a people, then understand there's a lot to be desired in terms of why it is we're coming together with people that we have no commitments to living with. Why we're coming together and making babies with people that we have no love for. Coming together with people and making babies that we don't want their children. Coming together and making babies that we cannot commit to. Coming together and making babies. And then for those who have the babies, then you don't want to breastfeed. For those who have the babies, then you allow your babies to be shot up in these hospitals with all of these chemicals and whatnot. But you have been in a place and space where you were shot up with chemicals all of your life. We're having to realize that womanhood has to be exalting a full effort in living to right the wrongs, to come to a point and place where we repent from our mistakes and our misgivings, and come to a point and place where we are all right with being cleaned up. We're all right with clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, renewing. Why? Because we have some ones that we represent. We have dues to pay. We have duty and obligation and responsibility to stand on behalf of life, on behalf of all of those through whom we've come. It is our time to be in a place in space where no man is dictating to us how to be women or giving us license to kill or having us in a place where we're complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with the undermining of our own children's cellular functioning through the breakfast cereals, through the cow's milk, through the Skittles and the Doritos and the Takis and all of these snack foods that are so filled with artificial colors and flavors and refined white sugars and aspartame and all of these things, so that our children are going to be wackier than the weed is. That our children cannot be disciplined. Our children do not know how to behave. Our children cannot think. Our children are fed like kids. Our children are disrespectful. Our children don't want to live. Our children are committing suicide. Our children are killing other ones. I'm just saying, in this now moment, show me where the progression is. It's not in the school system where the children are still being poisoned. All of this glue, this mac and cheese, and this processed meat and stuff. Who are you feeding? You're feeding pigs at a trough. You're not feeding children. You got college educated so that you could act as if you have no degree of responsibility to life itself. Our college education has provided us the support so that we are maintaining a system of oppression. Our college education has put us in place and position where we are the dispensers of oppression, suppression, violation, subjugation, domination. As preachers and teachers and nutritionists, and how y'all got degrees in nutrition? And everybody's being fed poison in these hospitals. You feeding them the same stuff that put them in the hospital, but you want to be called a nutritionist. Who gave you a degree in nutrition? And then you 350 pounds overweight. I'm just saying, this is the issues that we're dealing with in terms of our disregard and disrespect for the beauty, the sanctity, the sacredness, the truth of who we already are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. We are here to be vehicles and vessels of the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God. But this system is not godly. This system is godless. This system is antichrist. This system is trying to make sure that you don't know a freaking thing about walking in the integrity of the truth of who you are and what you are as intelligence of existence. That you're looking outside of yourself for your wealth when there is no wealth that you can be given that is greater than your life. You think your paper has greater value than your bloodstream. You think your car, your Range Rover, your Mercedes, your Porsche, whatever your car, you take better care of your car than you do your children. Better care of your car than you do yourself. This is a trick. And so I'm the one to remind us that we can do better. How you celebrating the 4th of July when they just lie and just lie and just lie? That you think that you got degrees of freedom and you are bound in addiction, bound in consistently creating chaos in your life. Charging violation upon your blood. When the violation is charged upon your blood, it's easier to create violation that comes into your experience. Whether it's getting shot by the police, whether it's accidents with the cars, whether it's getting caught somewhere you don't belong and getting bullets or getting raped or whatever. I'm just saying is that we have really discounted the value of the lives of the cows and the pigs and the turkeys and the chicken and all of the other creatures that the humanity and humankind are in violation of the primary law of existence that says thou shalt not kill. And then they're in the business of killing for fun, for game, for sport, and to feed you the carcasses of dead animals. So that you are not able to think creatively, dynamically, to be all that you are is this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. To be supremely intelligent. No other being lives to kill itself. No other female species that gives birth leaves her babies over here or over there. They keep their babies with them. They nurse. They watch their babies. They don't put them over here in the way for other ones to get to them. We're in a place where we have to remember that we're perfectly and divinely designed to be perfect and divine blessings, perfect and divine expressions of love and light and wisdom and truth, dwelling in a peace and a poise and a potency and an integrity and a high ethic for who and whose we truly are. In this now moment, the more focused we become in exalting a full effort in our living, that means that you care not to do anything to undermine yourself, that you are in a place and space where you are making daily strides in respecting, honoring, appreciating, loving the gift that you are and the gift that you've been given as intelligence. We have a greater capacity for thought than to follow those who have no love. We have a greater capacity for ensuring the progression of our lineages than being complicit and complacent with a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. We have been given a greater duty, obligation, and responsibility than to be selling ourselves to the highest bidder in terms of how we are employed or enslaved. This now moment of eternity is ours for remembering, realigning, reconciling, harmonizing, being in a place and space where we are all right with maturation and not getting old in the realm of eternity. Our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents, great-great-great-great-great, everybody knew violation. Everybody knew atrocity. Everybody knew pain. Everybody knew some degree of drunkenness and fear and insecurity and violation, because it is the foundation of this system. Now, those ones who were fleeing persecution and came to these shores and set up and were welcomed by our indigenous families, and then they were killed, they were marginalized, they were poisoned, they were raped, they were moved off their land, and now all of what was theirs is now belonging to people who don't look like any of us. And so people say, y'all go home, get out of America, but y'all don't belong here. Go back to Africa, y'all go back to where you came from. Otherwise, come to a point and place where you care to walk softly upon the planet, where you care to be in a place and space where you make retribution for the atrocities of your lineages, our lineages, where we are willing to do what is ours to do to exalt the oneness of all beings and to see that every order of existence, including every hue of people, are under assault. It's not just one, it's all, it's the many. But they've got y'all in a place where you enjoy being high, you enjoy being out your mind, you enjoy being drunk, you enjoy being sick and ill and diseased until you have to go under the knife and be insecure and really knowing that you don't know these people who putting you under. You don't know nothing about these people. They've been fed like kids too. They're smoking and drinking and getting high and whatnot and coming to work and making love between shifts in the hospital closets. And you trust these people to open your body up and try to repair something that can't be repaired just by taking it out. They could take out your tonsils, take out your adenoids, take out your liver, take out your thyroid, take out your gallbladder, take your kidneys, give you somebody else's body parts. I'm just saying this system is a sick system. And I'm saying that we do not have to exalt this lie of white supremacy. We have to come to a point and place where we're no longer complicit and complacent with our own cellular oppression. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that all people have been given the gift of intelligence, that the intelligence of existence is everybody's gift. Life is everybody's gift. Life is everybody's right to exalt. Life is the richness and the wealth. But why would someone decide that they're going to beat somebody up and kill them and take what's theirs? That's the progression of the filth in the bloodline, because nothing is natural about that. Except the violation has been charged on the blood for generations. Within the cosmic, that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, there is no divisiveness. There is no fighting. The intelligence of existence does not kill itself over here to exalt itself over here. The intelligence of existence cannot be separated through cinder blocks and electric tonic devices and concrete and drywall and whatnot. It is a unified whole. And we, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of it, should be unified in our wholeness, in our exaltation of our gratitude and our thanksgiving for living in the rainbow, our being in a place and space where we realize that we have the power to shift this whole paradigm. We have the responsibility to shift this whole paradigm. We have the power to create heaven in our own realm. But you cannot do it where you love being in violation of the laws that govern yourself and your being. To be woman is to have been given the cosmic trust in ensuring the perpetuation of the lineage. To be man has been given the cosmic trust to ensure the protection and the providence for the lineage. To be man and to be womb man, to be daughters and son and granddaughters and grandsons and great-granddaughters and great-grandsons and all of that puts us in a position where we have to acknowledge the greatness of the lineages through whom we've come. We have to bypass the adulterated ones, the sick ones, to get to the greater ones. But the inheritance is in us, which is why we are about the business of our cellular liberation through clearing, cleansing, purifying, consecrating, and coming into the... This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are. And I'm reminding us that we can get out and look at all of the fireworks on this 4th of July, and that there is independence when America never became independent from England. That's why all of the presidents have to go and kiss the hand of the Queen and bow down, but the Queen kissed the hand of Haile Selassie. That's who they bowed down to. So I'm just saying is that in our now moment, we have to remember that we have something to gain. We have something to do. We cannot just be about generating the rent when you have a body that you have to really do something greater for yourselves and yourself, because the systemic energy of oppression is on everybody, and this affects everybody. So, you know, we could talk about the enslavement of Africans, but we talk about the suppression and the oppression of everything and everybody else, including the murder of billions of creatures. You understand? And people want to be quiet about it. And I'm saying, no, it really is not in anybody's best interest to be eating that which has been suffering its whole life. You understand? So the Holocaust that is happening now is the meat industry. 90% of the global warming is because of all of the methane that's being created as so many tons of feces from the slaughterhouses are being dumped into the rivers and the streams, going into the oceans. All right. And the underground, under the oceans, you understand, it's like those volcanoes are acting up. I'm just saying is that y'all don't have a clue as to how Mother Earth is responding to all of this. But you see it. And the storms and the fires and the raising of the waters through the melting of the glaciers and all of this. And I'm saying, if we and when we come to a point and place where we are completely committed to living in the light of the supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts, spinning the earth, blazing the sun, when we are realigning ourselves with it, its will, its way, its love, its light, its peace, its poise, its power, and its truth, you understand, then we can create a better way to ensure the progression of our lineages, to be in a place and space where our children are not being assaulted with all of these chemicals. It should be illegal to poison children. It should be illegal to manufacture and create that which is being marketed to children that has absolutely nothing to nourish their cells. And so parents and grandparents and aunties, y'all got to wake up so that you are no longer feeding your children like kids. Stop referring to your children as kids. These kids, these kids, these kids. You understand? No. Your children are here to ensure the perpetuation of the lineages. But if we have no value for our lives and they are not able to see and experience being really loved and cultivated and nurtured and nourished and strengthened and uplifted, and they don't get it in school, they don't get it at home, they're not getting it in the church, you understand? And so they are creating these alliances in the streets because they want a feeling of belonging with somebody, you understand? They want somebody that's going to protect them, that's going to stand up for them, that's going to fight for them. And I'm saying, no, we as women, we as men need to stand on behalf of life. We need to come to a point and place where we are no longer complacent and co-conspirating with our own cellular oppression. You understand? Being railroaded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, death, and whatnot because of the inebriation, the intoxication, the adulteration. So it's very difficult to feel your divinity when your blood has been charged with violation. It's very difficult to walk in the integrity of the high ethic and the morality and the sensibility when you've been raped and violated and cussed out and beat up and all of this stuff from the time that you were children. You were verbally abused and sexually abused and misused and all of this. And this came from those who were supposedly loving you. You understand? But this is as a result of their violation coming from the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish. Let's talk about what is creating all of this. See, we don't want to talk about it. You understand? And then we're holding the sisters accountable for the abortion. But we're not holding the men for ding-a-ling-a-ling and ding-a-ling-a-ling over here and ding-a-ling-a-ling over there. And nobody is trying to hold y'all to any accountability for being men. You understand? Well, you know, men are just dogs anyway. I'm just saying it is hideous, just freaking hideous for us to have fallen so far in the ditches and valleys of degradation after everything that everyone has endured. You understand? So it's for everyone to come to a point and place where we care to be harmonized in the one, with the one life, the one intelligence that is beating our hearts, the one absolute and supreme presence that is the source of all of our being. But we have to recognize and respect that it is the eye that sees through every eye. That these beings have the right to their lives. And that as long as your blood bears the violation of violated beings, then sickness, illness, disease, and death have to be a part of your life because that's what's causing it. And of course, once you stop doing it and your body starts cleansing and you go to the doctors because you feel so bad and your skin is breaking out and you don't know what the hell is going on, and they're going to tell you, oh, well, you need more protein. So then you go back to eating chicken and fish and you feel so much better because your body stopped cleansing. If you gave up meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, and 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and you could still eat any of it and not be deathly ill, that's because your body is so full of poison. the nitrates, BHA, BHT, pesticide, herbicide, antibiotics, hormones. 90% of the antibiotics are used on the animals that are being raised for human consumption. And the chicken has what's called a superbug. And that superbug is keeping bacterial vaginosis. It's keeping urinary tract infections. It's keeping all manners of yeast infections. It's keeping all of this in the womb and in the reproductive system. It's laying foundation for the prostate issues. Brothers are not understanding the assault of their cells with all of the female hormones that are in the eggs and in the chickens, and you're being fed all of these female animals that are shot up with so much female hormones. And the chicken are being shot up with hormones that are coming from horses to make them blow up. It's putting you in a place where you're blowing up. You're blowing up. Blowing up. You're having to get a new belt every other month. You're blowing up. And I'm just saying, come on, y'all. We could do better than this. You know that something's wrong with this. You really should know in every fiber of your being that everybody ain't supposed to be looking like whales out here. I was talking to a sister, and she told me, I love this woman, right? And she called me, and she said, I've always been a swimmer. She said, but I was 300 and some pounds. I was swimming like a whale. Bless her heart. And so she's so happy to get on protocol because she's not that heavy like that anymore. But I'm just saying is that the only way that a body that is perfectly and divinely designed can blow up is because we are consuming that which it cannot utilize as fuel. So we want to be discerning about what we're consuming and to realize that you are perfectly and divinely designed. You understand? So we are not claiming to be addicts. You're not an addict. You at this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. I don't care how toxic you are. You're still, the truth of you is that you're at this point of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. The divisiveness has put us in a place where we're calling ourselves Muslim. We're calling ourselves Christians. We're calling ourselves Catholics. We're calling ourselves this. We're calling ourselves that. And I'm saying, no, let's affirm the truth of who and what we really are. We are intelligences of existence. We are a part of the huge spectrum of humanity, that we are so divinely gifted with our own individual gifts. And now is our time to exalt it. Now is our time to come to a point and place where we are all right with being all right. We are ready to get beyond all of the degradation, the violation, the subjugation, the domination. These people have no rights to put us in a place where we prefer to be wrong. That's the evidence of the behavior modification, because there is nothing natural about not caring to be rightly aligned with that which is the source of your being. There's nothing natural about that. That is the evidence of the behavior modification. People, well, I don't care. I don't care. That's a child's attitude. You understand? So if y'all got this attitude that I don't care, I don't care. I'm going to smoke. I'm going to drink. I'm going to eat my pork. I'm going to do all that. That is just childishness. That means you have not grown up. You're not grown up. You are the kid. Just as stubborn the billy goat. You understand? You don't care whether you're right. You don't care whether you're killing yourself, but then you have children. And so I'm just saying, let's wake up. Let's wake up. I talked to a brother today. Hey, he was like, I'm woke. I'm saying, okay, now we woke. What you gonna do? Being woke is not the issue. Getting up and raising up and standing up and cleansing up and clearing out and forgiving and releasing and letting go and being in a place and space, particularly for those of you who got those COVID vaccines. You have to be aggressive about reclaiming the divinity of your life. So it matters that we care. It matters that it matters to us that we have to take personal responsibility for shifting and changing the trajectory of being on a cataclysmic ride with demise. And then having the all call and the war cry be get as much garbage and eat as much as you can, make as much money. You can't take the money with you. You can't take the money with you. The silver, the gold, whatever, the digital currency. I'm just saying your life currency is what you should be amplifying, magnifying, increasing, and bringing to the table. Your life currency, your gifts, your talents, your skills, your abilities, your ability to bless and transform the lives of everything and everybody you touch. Not to be in a place where you are so divisive within yourself that you've proven that you can't be trusted. No, nobody want to see you coming. You understand? We only have ourselves to be accountable for. But when you are a detriment to yourself, then you are a detriment to your lineages. And we were told, in addition to, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, to honor your mother and father. Let us consciously care to acknowledge the right of our lineages to be continued in existence. Let us come to a point and place where it matters to us that we will stand on behalf of life. There are so many ones who've been hearing me for so many years and then avoid me. Don't come to me. But then just getting in a place where they still are not free internally. They won't do the work. And I'm saying, you can hear me. But the hearing gives you the responsibility to respond correctly in doing more for your own cellular liberation. And the cleansing is a necessary part of it. Because the body is that intelligent that the cleaner you eat, the cleaner you try to eat, the less of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the more the body is trying to cleanse. And there's so much misinformation now. There's so many ones who are making you think that you can just buy this one powdered drink and it has everything in it. And you could just have that. It's got all your protein. It's got all your fruits. It's got all these things in it. And nobody ever asked you before you bought it what condition your body is in already. They never asked you. You could just go online and just buy anything. But everything ain't for you. And people are convinced that they're allergic to fruit. Fruit doesn't agree with me, sister. I'm sorry. I said, but the flesh of a dead animal agrees with you, right? That's why the fruit don't agree with you, because you got so much rotting pig, cow, and turkey in your chicken, in your system, that the fruit on top of that is just bubbling it away. It's trying to cleanse it out. So you pooting and farting and going on all day long. You understand? You bloating and carrying on. Can't, the bowels still ain't moving because you ain't getting enough fruit because you stop eating the fruit and you keep eating this bread. I'm just saying. We have to know how to take care of our bodies. We have to learn how to create a bloodstream that facilitates the consciousness of one who knows the divinity and the truth of itself. We have to come to a point where all of the lumps and the bumps in the breasts and throughout the system and whatnot, that you know how to dissolve that without having the surgeries, without having the chemo, without getting radiation, without taking chemo tablets. Because to poison the body when the body is already poisoned means that there is no real healing that's taking place. The healing will only take place when there has been an initiative towards cleansing. And the cleansing is what the body is trying to do daily. So we're facilitating that cleansing daily and being in a place and space where you are seeing the weight just fall off. You understand? And people can act as if they're comfortable being so uncomfortable. But we could see it in the face. We could see it in how you walk. We could see it in how you talk. We could see it in how you carry yourself. And you just say, oh, well, I was big boned. Say, your bones may be long, but they ain't that thick. You understand? That's not bone. That's sludge. Our bodies are 80% water. And so I'm having to really, really emphasize it. Why? Because we cannot rise as a people and then be sick. We cannot rise as a people and have 80% of women be sick. We cannot rise as a people and be poisoning our children. We cannot rise as a people and then be working on behalf of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol and tobacco industries. You have to come to a point and place where you are clearing, cleansing, consecrating so you could get a greater thought. To come to a point and place where you are literally realigning with the divinity of yourself. Coming to a point and place where you are all right with being all right, to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of existence, because nobody can outthink it. You can't outplan it, outplot it, outlove it, outlight, yet outlast it. I'm just saying, these people deserve every freaking thing that's coming to them. You understand? For France and England and Spain and Portugal and all of these ones that participated in the Atlantic slave trade and all of this to be suffering, you understand? And then to still be sucking off the breast of Africa and whatnot, and then want to destroy and kill everybody. I mean, it is just insanity. We're in a place and space where you have to come to a point and place where it matters to you how you stand. It matters to you how you live. WRFG has been here 51 years. I've been here almost half of that. You understand? And this whole time, I am speaking consistently to the issues of our liberation. You don't get this everywhere. In Atlanta, with the corporate deities of death being housed here, should be on the front line of the cellular liberation. The front line of being in a place and space where we're raising completely up to protect our children, to come to a point where we are staying the hand of autism and all of this, because we do not have to be forced to take these vaccinations and whatnot. You understand? But you have to get healthy enough. We're in a place and space where it really matters to us how we stand, that we can stand in the light of the truth of the all that we were born to be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. You understand? And being in a place and space where you rather say, I ain't nothing. I'm just another. I'm a Christian. I'm a Hebrew. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Moor. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Protestant. I'm a Baptist. You ain't none of them things. You are this point of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. You should be supremely intelligent enough to know that you're perfectly and divinely designed. And that stuff that they call food is the tool of oppression. And then the weapons of mass destruction are the refined white sugars, the white flour, the pancakes, the waffles, the breads, the biscuits, the pastas, the pastries, the noodles, and all of this stuff. That's creating all of this glue. That's holding all of these chemicals. That's producing all of this acid. That's allowing for the proliferation of all of these organisms. You are the gift. You should be a giver. You should be forgiving. This is not about hatred. It's not about doing anything other than raising completely up, because it is our time to do so. Coming to a point in place where we have no shame in our game to be salvaged from the tools of oppression. To be in a place and space where we can walk and stand in the light as points of the presence of the light. For the light is the only sovereignty possible. It is the only victory possible over all of the darkness, the oblivion, the sickness, the gloom. And you are being called to rise. You're being called to answer the call. You're being called to remember, to be remembered as a part of the cosmic family of conscious immortals. You're being called to care. You're being called to show up and show out wherever you dwell, you are always in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to realize that even with the mist, and you see it rains on Thursday, see how Mama cleared this energy out for me? She always does that. Always does that. You understand? And she does it on the 4th of the Yulies. And all the days that they burn in flesh and this and that, the rains will pour. And so our now moment is calling us to give to WRFG, to make your donation, for being able to hear something that has a little bit more substance than what you might hear in commercial radio. Because, see, we talk about the problems and the warring and this and that, and we're being warred against without even acknowledging the war against us. Yeah, y'all talking about Israel and Palestine, but you ain't talking about Somalia. You ain't talking about Kenya. You ain't talking about Uganda. You ain't talking about none of the stuff that's going on the continent. But for everybody to be feeding off the breast of Africa and then not caring, not being able to respond to the genocide that is taking place right here amongst us, then no, there's nothing that we would be able to do collectively if we're not willing to do anything individually for our own cellular liberation. We're at 404-523-8989, here to take your donation. Or you could go to WRFG.org, or you can use your Cash App, #WRFG893. But I'm encouraging you to realize that Radio Free Georgia isn't free. We had set a $50,000 goal. We're almost at half that, and this is toward the end of the fund drive, so I don't know if they'll extend it, but just give something. You know, I don't get paid for doing this. You know, and people say, oh, well, sister, I just love your program. I love, so love me more, and make WRFG a recipient of a gift of your love. All right, because you're consistently getting, and prayerfully, you're being inspired. You understand? See, we are on information overload, and a lot of the information is contradictory. A lot of the information puts you in a place where you're overwhelmed. You don't know what to do. I talk to people, they be like, I don't know what to eat, sister. I just don't know what to eat. I say, you know what? You don't really have to eat. So if you're in that place where you can fast and pray, then know that things will happen faster. But you have to cleanse. You've got to facilitate opening up the channels of elimination, because the body is that intelligent that it is happy to release that which does not belong in it. And it's going to try to come out your skin. And they say, oh, sister, you saw this? I got this rash right here. Oh, look at this, sister. I got this rash over here. Oh, look at this, sister. I got... All that is your body trying to save itself, okay? So get into this detox bath and sweat these poisons out. Skin brush, rebound, jump rope. Do some stuff to move all that stagnant energy through your lymphatic system. Be in a place and space where you realize that you'll never have anything greater than yourself. And now is the time for us to rejoice in the greatness of ourselves by honoring the integrity of the intelligence of ourselves. But to be under cellular oppression and then stay focused on all of the ills of the world while you are participating in making yourself ill is just distraction from what we really should be doing in our right response to it. And so in this now moment, we want you to feel real good about being the one you are. I want you to think about what you're grateful for. Think about all of those ones. I was standing, after dropping my car off, I was standing at the corner, and I just got a whole parade of ones and ones who I've connected to in this 40 some years that I've been in this city, and these ones who have made transition already, and their faces and their names just start coming to me, And I realize that life is the progression of those who are making contributions. And we've got billions of people on the planet. What are we contributing to? And to be under the auspices of a few who do not have everybody's best interest at heart, then the billions have to raise up. And you can only do you. So do you, boo, and raise completely up by clearing, cleansing, purifying, caring, exalting a full effort in your living, your loving, your conscious, responsive, and the responsiveness and the ability to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment. And so, wherever you are, wherever you're hearing me from, whether you're in the UK, whether you're in the islands, whether you are in Dubai, whether you're in California, wherever you are, we are all present in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is in the air. It's everywhere. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. We've been taught to disregard it. We've been taught to disrespect it. We've been taught to not acknowledge it. We've been taught to only call upon it when we're in duress. And I'm saying, no, you're living in a rainbow all the time. Y'all saw the rainbow today? Here in Atlanta, it rained. And it's sad. And I'm just saying the rainbow is always there. So it just depends on your clarity of mind and thought to realize the divinity and the sanctity of where it is you're living, where it is you're dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal.